This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Before we introduce the topic, we have a feisty little segment for you today.
69 Seconds of Sex News. We've pulled headlines from the news along with local reporting to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
A paper was recently printed in the Journal of Sexual Medicine covering the under-researched topic of sexual boredom. Some of the reasons cited for sexual boredom in a monogamous relationship include depression, reduced overall well-being, low sexual satisfaction, and an association with a narcissistic personality. Remember, porn is always there to spice things up.
Vagisil has just come out with a line of products for teens. The OMV wipes have been dragged by parents and OBGYNs alike, saying that, once again, you don't need special douche products, especially for those under 18. Using douching products can disrupt the natural balance of your punani. Ladies and people with vulvas, your parts don't need to smell like vanilla tangerine. They should smell like you.
A few years ago, there were plans for a coffee shop in Geneva, Switzerland called Fellatio Cafe. Sex work is legal in Switzerland, so here's how it works. You show up, order your drink, sit down at the cafe bar, and then use a tablet to select a girl. She shows up, gets on her knees, and services you. It costs about $60 American for this kind of latte.
Later reports said that Fellatio Cafe would use sex robots instead of sex workers because the owner, Bradley Charvet, was having trouble getting permits. He was quoted as saying, "What could be better than to meet your friends around a cafe and to enjoy a nice blowjob from a sex robot?" While there were also plans for a London cafe, the Fellatio Cafe shockingly never opened.
And in local news, one of our staff members is in an open relationship. So if you're in Ohio and tingling for a mingling, a podcast probably isn't how you thought you'd meet someone, but hey, shoot your shot. Fellatio. My mother once had to read aloud as a teenager, and I guess this just like traumatized her. She was at Catholic school, understandable. Oh, and I think she said penis instead of penis.
Penis.
And it's never lived it down.
Oh, God. She probably has never said the word penis ever again.
You know, come to think of it, I'm not sure I've ever heard say it.
The sexual boredom thing really made me feel attacked, I have to say.
Yeah, it was like sexual boredom. And they're like, the thing about relationships is they're boring. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Somehow it was menacing in that way. And then also, when it was like, boredom means you're a narcissist. Like, yeah, that last bit about the narcissism really threw me off my game as well.
I was like, Anyways.
Yeah.
The topic of the day.
Today's topic.
Yes. Is smoking.
Of all kinds.
Yes.
And just for the occasion so that our listeners aren't confused about why I got stupider, I took a hit, so I'm going to be high for this one.
I like to level the playing field for myself, so I made Laura get high. No, but we should clarify, not smoking of all kinds, because we're not talking about
Like methamphetamines?
yeah. We're mostly focusing on weed and cigarettes.
Smoking of various kinds,
Kinds. Not all kinds. Yeah.
Two different kinds.
Right.
Have you ever smoked a cigarette after sex, ever?
I thought you were just going to ask me if I ever smoked a cigarette in general, and I was going to be like, got me.
Oh, we could start there, yeah.
No, I have smoked cigarettes. I've had a cigarette after sex. When I was growing up in high school, it felt like every guy I was ever attracted to, like, the main draw was that he smoked cigarettes. I don't know what that was.
Oh, you were into smokers.
Yeah.
Was this just high school? Like, did you grow out of that?
I think I grew out of that. I mean, I haven't really dated a smoker in a while. I feel like smoking is now like so you know, it's over.
it's vapes, baby.
Yeah, it's vapes or die, you know.
It's
vapes and die. It's Juul and die. Now when I see someone smoking a cigarette, I'm always like shocked by it. I'm like, oh my God. A blast from the past. Where'd you get that from?
I have a few friends who like
time capsule.
Yeah, like it's a time traveler. I definitely have a few friends who have held on to the smoking tradition.
Yes, you have, and that's the last time I think I remember I saw someone smoke a cigarette, and I was like, oh my god,
it was like with me and my friends.
Yes,
yeah.
Juul just kind of just like stormed onto the scene and really took over, and then it was just like you're a jeweler.
Juul fiend. And they're dangerous because you can just suck on that little tasty straw all day and like,
oh my God.
Just
yeah.
Be and everyone's like,
it's
buzzing.
I quit smoking. I had so many friends be like, I quit smoking. I just smoke a Juul now. And I'm like,
that's
okay,
not.
Show me the science here. I'm having a hard time making that leap with you. But yes, I've had a cigarette after sex. In research for this, I found it really fascinating where that kind of came from.
Yes, me too.
Okay, cool. So did I. I mean, we could talk about it. But also, have you ever had a cigarette after sex, Laura?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Oh, no. So that was the return to the question. The answer is far more complicated because I actually don't think I fucking have.
Oh.
I think I dated a smoker, but he was pretty religious about smoking outside.
Yes.
You know, like he would like go out onto his porch.
Mm-hmm.
He lived in Jersey. He wasn't rich.
Just wow, the picture you just painted. He had a porch in Jersey and he smoked cigarettes on the porch.
Yeah, he just needed to be like, when you say porch, like goddamn, like what are you, the 1%, you know?
So you never smoked a cigarette with him after sex?
I think we must have, but like it wasn't like a ritual of like finished orgasm. Pop out that cigarette and like smoke it. Like the idea of smoking a cigarette in a bed is so foreign to me.
Oh, that I have never done.
You know what I mean?
I should clarify.
Like that was huge. And we'll talk about this. Like
yes.
Movie, cinema, like the smoke as symbolism directly for sex. But just the idea of like being in a bed with a cigarette.
I know. That actually
can you imagine?
I mean, it actually doesn't feel nice to me.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Yeah, okay,
I'm
cool.
Saying it's bad.
I'm
clear. Saying, like,
I just want to be clear.
Think about what the 70s smelled like.
Oh,
you know what
God.
I mean?
Like, oh, my God. Yeah, it just feels like...
Just cigarettes and doors all the time. It has to be crazy.
I know. It's like, because then it hangs around the smell, you know? I mean, I guess I'm not a smoker, so I don't know. But it just, the way it like ages, the way that cigarette smoke...
Oh, it's disgusting.
You know?
And it takes 30 seconds to do that aging process.
Yeah.
You know, like literally you're done with a cigarette and then your fingers are like passed by and you're like, wow, like what is that?
Right.
I smoked a spliff with a friend the other day. I'm really just identifying myself as constantly high. Believe what you want.
Right.
But I smoked a spliff with a friend the other day, so it was tobacco and weed.
And I'm familiar.
We smoked in his backyard. Do you know what a spliff is? Because I'm here to tell you, little girl. Do drugs. I'm every DARE officer's worst nightmare. So we smoked the spliff in his backyard and then went on a walk. So we like put on the masks to be on the street.
Oh,
and putting the
God.
Mask
right.
over the smoke mouth. Like
I
was
know.
Like, oh, like that's awful.
How are
he was like, oh
living?
Yeah, it is. I was like, I haven't smoked a cigarette in months. So
I do have to say, transitioning now towards marijuana, I love to be high and have sex.
Yes,
I
Rachel,
get so horny when I'm
I get
high.
Super horny from weed. I get so horny. You were with me on New Year's when I was like, I'm so horny and I'm high in the middle of the afternoon. I don't know what to do.
Right. Well, you were with me on that trip when we went to the upstate and
I almost heard a blowjob. I heard the sound of an almost blowjob.
It was the middle of the day and I was like, my crotch is on fire. I need to have sex now.
I did a ton of my research around this, and so many articles like, now listen, it's so hard to get research on this kind of thing.
It is.
Inconclusive.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you're taking surveys, so there's an inherent bias there.
Right.
And how do you, like, get someone, like, there's no control variable.
Right. It's like,
it's
are they doing
mess.
The same strain? Yeah, I know.
Yeah, sex is so different for everybody. Like, how do you track that? But.
Sex and weed. Both very different for every single person, you know?
True. True. But I did find Let's see if I can read when I'm high.
Okay. This will be a good test.
I did find information about like why weed probably helps with that kind of stuff. So
yes.
Biggest thing, I think the most consistent thing I saw in these studies is cannabis is a vasodilator,
yes,
meaning it opens blood vessels and increases blood flow. Mm-hmm. Ding, ding, ding. Like that is like right, obviously points right to sex stuff. My remaining question is like the sense of like wonderment. Do you know what I mean? Like everything's new when you're high, and that's why sex is fun, is like you're so present and you're like, have you ever felt a dick before? Like
first time. Everything feels just so heightened. It's wonderful.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're all of a sudden you go into the sex dimension so much easier.
So much presence. Time disappears. That's
everything.
Another factor
you're
in the sex
like,
dimension.
You're fucking in like a rainbow cloud somewhere in outer space. Like that's what happens.
Yeah.
That's
now
what
I'm
I picture.
Just getting horny and I'm like, what am I doing recording a podcast? Like
that's what I picture when I say the sex dimension. And I hope that now everyone else has that in their heads too. But also it's a vasodilator and also obviously like it's a pain reducer.
Mm-hmm.
It affects the receptors in the skin and nerve pathways that are involved in perceiving pain. And obviously, I mean, sometimes it doesn't always work this way, but it can help with anxiety. So if you have a lot of anxiety or you get nervous or something like that, like, you know, I mean, depending on like what you're smoking, I am not well versed in all of the many, many strains of weed. But I know
we have bud tenders for that.
Right, exactly. But
this is just an ad for marijuana, ladies and gentlemen.
Fuck, we should have got this sponsored.
For reals, though, not to go dark again, but like weed has been tremendously helpful during a phase of immense anxiety. And I think some people get paranoid, certainly. And I also get like paranoid in the moment sometimes where I'm like, what's that guy in the dark alley over there?
Totally.
I'm just talking about a time when I was actually afraid for my life, but
and you were high.
I happened to be high, which is so much more potent.
Absolutely. Being high on the streets of New York City, sometimes you're like, this was a bad idea.
Yes, definitely been there. But this was also in LA where
I'm more
of a scaredy cat. Like I'm a fucking pussy in LA and
I'm scared in LA.
It's because there's no one on the streets. Like in New York, you have this weird rationale that you're like, oh, if someone attacks me, someone will save me or see it and my crime will be avenged. Like, what is the logic there? Meanwhile, that's not what happens when shit goes down in the streets of New York. But in LA, there's like nobody around.
Right.
And I'm like terrified. I'm like, I'm absolutely going to be serial killed right now.
There's certainly a superhero in New York City. There's never one in LA. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about it. They're always in like New York.
Batman is in New York.
Yeah, Spider-Man. Like, they're
never in LA.
In LA?
You're right. Who's
you know
in LA?
Who's in LA is like, you know, the Night Stalker. That's who's in LA.
Yeah, all those serial killers.
Yes.
Like literally Charles Manson is in LA.
Right.
I'm not very good at naming serial killers, but that's enough. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Manson's funny. Bundy, was he in LA?
Right. Probably.
Who cares?
Anyways. I couldn't really find a lot of downsides when it came to like weed and sex.
Yes.
You know, like it's like the only downsides that I could really find is like there can be like a level of reduced testosterone levels in men.
I was finding studies that confused the hell out of me that were like,
but they're like,
it takes stoners longer to come, or it takes like frequent marijuana users longer to come. And I was like, tell me what's wrong with that. Like, tell me the problem.
Right.
And I think there were some studies that linked marijuana to impotence potentially.
Right.
Or erectile dysfunction, but
reduce in sperm count specifically.
Oh, that too.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. And then, but I mean, it's so hard because like
there's so many different strains of THC and CBD.
Right. And also like there hasn't been a lot of controlled situations because it's illegal.
Yeah.
Like it's a Schedule I drug in the U.S., meaning it has a high potential for abuse and low potential for medical benefit, which like should obviously be revised.
Yeah, that's a lie.
Yeah, so there haven't been a lot of
Listen, kids, smoke
studies.
Weed. You'll look cool, all right?
Yeah. But I did find this one study, which I thought was positive. The University of British Columbia researchers surveyed 216 marijuana users online who said that they used it during fucking. And 74%.
The article says lovemaking. Okay, let's not be shy. Open your heart, Rachel.
I call it fucking, even when I am making love. Okay, 74% said it increased their sensitivity to erotic touch, which is, I think, great. 74%.
Sorry, I was just excited for you to keep reading the list because I also have it in front of me. And don't I love a list?
No, me too. 74% said cannabis improved their sexual satisfaction. Mm-hmm. 70% said it helped them relax and feel more present.
That one's real.
Yeah, 66% said marijuana boosted the pleasure of their orgasms. So these are all very positive things to take away, I think. It helps them climax, you know. It's 39% said it made sex, it enhanced sex. And only 5% said it spoiled sex.
Yeah. And so, I get it. Like, thinking about the downsides, going back to the, like, how many THC and CBD, and also how many, like, people and the cannabinoids we have in our own bodies. Like, people just have very different responses to weed. And if you don't like smoking weed, it's not going to fix sex for you.
Right.
If you don't like getting high, but you want weed to, like, fix your sex life, it ain't gonna.
It's like if you like, if you like getting high and you like sex, chances are you'll like high sex, you know?
Yeah.
But if you don't like getting high and you don't like having sex, it's not gonna, like, the two negatives ain't gonna make a positive.
Yeah. This is logic, people. Are you getting contact high? Because I feel like you're high with me.
Great. I feel like I'm always
a little
high.
I'm having a great time.
I feel like I'm always a little high when we do the podcast because I'm sitting in a corner in, like, sunlight and, like, next to my heater.
Just so getting gassed.
Like, I'm literally like loopy.
You're getting carbon monoxide poisoning and I'm getting high. And kids do drugs. We're a great time.
Should we transition to talk about cigarettes? Because I found really fucking fascinating.
Absolutely. Let's talk about cigarettes and sex.
So, first of all, did you know that cigarettes can be subtle communicators in a relationship?
Okay, it means, say, like, more.
So, like, if you want to have a cigarette, it can be like, oh, it could signify, like, ah, it's time to talk. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be,
I,
like,
see that there are social cues attached to certain cigarette-related behavior.
Right.
It's also a great way to get away from someone you don't want to fucking talk to at a bar.
Exactly. Well, it's also, to give space.
Or to have a special powwow with your friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, smoking has a lot of downsides. Smoking cigarettes has a lot of downsides, especially for our penis havers out there. So the opposite way, you know how, like, we said, like, cannabis is like helps blood flow. Cigarettes decrease blood flow. So smokers have a higher incidence of, I can't say that word. I didn't look it up how to pronounce
it. Do your best. I believe in you.
Atherosclerosis. Atherosclerosis.
Yeah, that's not a word. Don't worry about saying it. Okay. It's made up.
Arteries become clogged by plaque, fat, and cholesterol. And so that's, you have a higher chance of getting that when you're a smoker. And so all those blood vessels, including those in the penis, can get blocked and reduce blood flow, which can, you know, make it difficult to get an erection. It can cause ED.
I found articles that said that smoking reduces libido, fucks up your sex. Also this, though, which almost feels like it contradicts what you were just saying. I found this article about, is vaping after sex a thing? I found it. Our interns emailed me an article and I read it.
Okay. Take the crowd out.
From
bitch.
Totally Wicked. This is obviously like a vaping site.
Right.
But pro-vape. It was like,
yeah, of course, it's going to be like pro.
pro vaping. Like, hey, let's bring that back, children.
They come in mango flavor.
After the relaxation period comes the buzz. Giving your system a hit of nicotine into your bloodstream restricts blood vessels and increases heart rate. This will give a person a light buzz because the heart is pumping blood a little faster. It can make the refractory period shorter and desire may return faster. In other words, you might want sex again sooner after smoking. And that's, like, the part that confused me was the blood vessel shit, because I'm not a doctor, and I was like, wait, because you have, like, totally different information about whether it's opening your blood vessels or not.
Right? I mean, it says that it basically is, it can cause, obviously, like, issues in your arteries and reduce blood flow. But yeah, that's, and also, nicotine in general is something that affects your, like, you know, dopamine, serotonin, the release of these things and your endorphins. Yeah. That's why people like it, right? Because it can like chill you out, calm you down. You get a little mm-hmm. buzz off of it. It works.
We
on
should
the same...
be doctors. We're definitely yeah. doctor level at this point.
Dr. Laura, let's talk about it.
It sucks that Dr. Laura is taken and she's associated with sex and she's conservative. Like, what is she doing?
Oh, I actually don't know who Dr. Laura is. But anyways, I'll Google it after the pod. Oh, also, smoking can cause damage to the smooth muscle inside the penis.
The smooth muscle inside the penis?
Yes. And if you are not getting blood flow to this muscle, and if you're not getting your nightly
erections.
Is it
called the smooth muscle?
That's just what this article says. It's called the smooth muscle.
Sorry, I just think that's really...
horny?
Funny technical term. It's not like it's a very horny technical term.
Yeah, totally. A smooth muscle. A penis is a smooth muscle.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay, so anyways, if you aren't getting those nightly erections and your penis isn't growing, right, it can shrink over time if that muscle isn't being used.
I need you to say what you just said one more time because it's blowing my mind.
Okay.
When my penis is growing, like as an adolescent.
So like, right. No. So like when you get a hard-on, when you get blood and the tissue becomes erect and the muscle is being worked. The smooth muscle is being worked. Obviously, you're keeping that muscle intact. But if it's not getting, if you're not getting blood flow, you're not getting those, you know, morning wood or whatever, the muscle can shrink and it can cause a decrease in penis size.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The muscle is shrinking essentially because the muscle is not being used. It's like
not being used. Right.
Yeah.
Because you're
atrophy
not getting hard.
Of the smooth dick
exactly.
muscle.
Because you're not getting hard. You're not getting like your morning wood, your nightly erections, which are important in keeping your dick, you know, it's
that's
the,
why
the,
morning.
The
so I also just learned in the process that morning erections are basically just the dick being like,
literally. I gotta make sure I stay. Gotta stay.
Gotta crack the back a little.
Yeah. Make sure I'm still the right spot, you know?
Oh, that gives me so much joy.
Okay. And now I want to talk about switching gears fast and loose here because I really enjoyed this.
Okay.
The marketing scheme of cigarettes.
Yes. To women specifically?
Yes. To women specifically. How cigarettes became cool to the point where we had like some of those that was like
or
the
specifically
best.
How they were marketed to the female demographic because
how
it
they
used
were marketing
to, be...
to the female demographic but also just in general like that is some of the most successful ad campaigns in the history of the world. They made something that can kill you.
Yeah,
cool. So
it's
cool.
what Mad Men is obviously about and like inspired by.
Yes.
Although I was fascinated in this piece about this guy, Edward Bernays, who we're talking about, who like was known as one of the best PR people in history, like clearly just like mind fuckery abounds.
Right.
And he made smoking like a feminist issue or slash like a culturally feminist thing.
Uh-huh.
And did this thing where he brought in the New York City's 1929 Easter Sunday parade, he orchestrated a spontaneous show of women smoking while marching down the parade path. Like,
right.
What a specific weird thing. But yeah, that's 1929. That's even like pre the It's Toasted Mad Men pilot in the 50s or whenever that starts.
So they made it cool. Because before this, I mean, smoking's been around obviously forever, but before that, it was like, it was associated with women with like loose morals and like, you know, naughty sexual behavior. So they're like, how do we make this like elite and like classy again? And like,
we'll
cool.
tell them it's the same as being on a diet, which is literally some of those ads. Yes. Or like, want to keep trim? Don't have a sweet, have a lucky strike.
Yes. And also, and then the whole idea of cigarettes after sex came about from Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Hays Code in the 40s and 50s, Hollywood censors, they were basically like, Hollywood was, they couldn't do any sexual imagery. So you couldn't have anything that like alluded to like sex.
Yes.
So a way to get around that, to imply that, was a sign of people smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, the mingling of smoke becomes a sexual symbol
around
the 1940s.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and then again in the 70s, Nixon made a law that banned cigarette ads on radio and TV, which even further pushed cigarettes into Hollywood because then they could have like paid product placements.
Yeah.
So we started seeing, you know, all these people smoking cigarettes, you know, like The Graduate. That was a big thing in The Graduate.
Which, let me tell you, smoking on camera is a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the takes and the amount of smoke you actually have to smoke and getting, like, smoke continuity and, like, cigarette continuity, it's a fucking mess.
Right. But it's just crazy. And it's like, that's why we think that cigarettes are cool, is because it was, like, capitalism.
Yeah. It's always diamond rings, baby. Diamond engagement rings. That's crazy. Not some beautiful tradition. That's a fucking ad campaign.
Right.
That is an ad campaign.
So crazy.
Oh, God bless America. I'm going to go walk into the ocean.
So I learned a lot. Anyways, is all I'm going to say.
I did too. This was truly fascinating.
Should we do the showdown?
Even if we fucked up the anatomy in the process.
Right.
Who cares? Let's do the showdown.
We got around to it.
Okay.
Search term showdown. Smoking edition. Paid for a cigarette with cunnilingus in the forest. Damn, it was not caught by a passerby, but she... That's it.
I legit thought Zoom froze. I was like, oh, fuck.
Nope. That's the title. Paid
well
for
played.
A cigarette with cunnilingus in the forest.
Like, paid for cigarette?
Yeah, so it's like, oh, you want a cigarette? It's like, you know, I'll give you a dollar. It's like, no, you have to eat me out.
Yeah.
Win-win.
This is a business I can get into.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Wasn't caught by a passerby, but she, .. We'll never know.
It's a cliffhanger, you know?
Yes.
These people know how to do
story.
You're
going to click on this fucking video.
You did, I bet. How was it?
Not great.
Great. Overpromise, underdeliver. That's what I always say. All right, I got one for you. Hot blonde smokes on the balcony and sucks a dirty dick.
Oh, a dirty dick.
Yeah, that one's vivid. Like, you're smoking and you're on, like, a balcony. I'm picturing, again, a New York balcony or, like...
Okay, yeah.
A fire escape is what I mean.
That's
a dirty dick.
That's a dirty dick, yeah, for sure. And, like, at least she's giving it a blowjob and she's not having sex with it. Because if it's a dirty dick, you could get a UTI.
Mm-hmm.
Just throwing that out there.
Mm-hmm.
From
your doctor.
From Dr. Rachel.
You're here first, Dr. Rachel.
Little whore rolls her first blunt and can't stop touching her tits.
You know, I can relate. Like, first time I rolled a blunt, I was like, what are these?
Yeah, these are fun. Yeah. Fun little bags of fat. But little whore. Like little Abner, you know?
A coming of age tale.
Lil whore. Oh,
okay.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Day number four, we ran into the forest. We smoke weed and do risky sex.
Day number four?
Day number four. That sounds about right. On day number four, I can run into the forest and smoke weed and do risky sex.
Yeah. Day number four of the apocalypse? Sure. Like, where are we?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to smoke and opened my ass. Italian dialogues.
Italian
I just
dialogue.
Wanted to smoke and open my ass. Italian dialogues.
Oh, yeah.
Just a dialogue between two Italians.
I think that one's made for us, Rachel. It just sounds like our brand.
Right, absolutely. I like the idea, like, opened my ass, like there's a door, you know? Like, I just opened the door up.
Error.
She's a little, she needs some elbow grease, but the door opens, don't worry.
Yeah. Okay, I got one for you. Smoking a big joint, then he makes my juicy pussy squirt like Niagara Falls.
Wow, okay, cool.
I added my own spin there. I said pissy, but that was not their typo. It was mine.
Okay, all right. Squirt like Niagara Falls. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Vivid.
Maybe that's
bold.
The,
again, I smell an overpromise, but...
imagery here. Imagery. It's important.
Yeah.
Sexy girl smokes cigarette on terrace, and after this, start fuck.
And after this, start fuck?
Yes. Sexy girl smokes cigarette on terrace, and after this, start fuck.
I love your balcony theme. Both of yours take place in New York in my mind. The last one, like Queens in particular.
On terrace? I don't know. A terrace?
Yeah, I'm picturing, plus the accent you just gave me, like, I'm picturing some... I don't know if they're
I'm
like
picturing Brighton Beach.
Guido's like me. You're picturing Brighton Beach. Yeah. Are they like Russian? Of course they have like a terrace. Yeah. Like it's as big as my two hands put together, it's very garish.
Right.
You can picture what I mean.
Right. I'm picturing a terrace that has like AstroTurf on it. You know?
Uh-huh. Yeah. But also very like New York elaborate vibe. Like sculpture for some reason.
Of course. Maybe there's a
fountain. Like it feels Grecian or something.
Yeah.
But there's fucking AstroTurf and like one shitty chair.
This is gonna be the longest episode ever.
Okay. Last one for you. Yep. Smoking cigarette and blowjob with big cum shot. I love to suck dick while I smoke. It's so tasty.
Ew.
Important to note, it's so tasty is outside of a parenthetical. I love to suck dick while I smoke is a parenthetical, like aside. Like smoking cigarette, blowjob with big cum shot. I love to suck dick while I smoke. It's so tasty.
Ew. I really just can't believe that. I can't believe
the cum
it's tasty.
Is tasty or the, because I'm trying to figure out still what they're saying is tasty.
I'm thinking like the mixture of the cigarette stained mouth and cum is tasty.
Yes. And that sounds like the grossest thing I've ever thought.
Right. That's to me sounds like no thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, I certainly can be like,
it's tart and smoky and pungent. It's all the wrong things.
I would never say cum tastes good. I would say or tasty. I would say it's certainly fine, you know.
It's certainly fine is about as far as I'll go to.
That's
I'm not
the nicest
lie.
Compliment I'll give you, you know. I'm like, oh, surprisingly, it didn't taste like bleach, you know. Yeah. But I'm still going to do it because I love it.
Again, I love cum taste varies from person to person the same way that marijuana experience varies from person to person. Mm-hmm. God, profound. With that, let's take a break.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back.
Erotic Nikki, mature sister-in-law, smokes while giving POV cuckold handjob is the first video we are going to talk about right now.
Oh my days. This fucking masterpiece here.
This gold that we found. First of all... I mean, props to Erotic Nikki. She's out there getting her coin with her purple lowlights, you know.
With her, like, is Married with Children is what the TV show is called, right?
Yes, yes.
I feel like this is, like, Married with Children.
It is, yeah.
Fetish porn.
Right. She's got that kind of a hairstyle, you know.
Yes.
She has an eyebrow piercing. Mm-hmm. And from the way she looks and the way
and
she...
And just the general environment.
Right.
Also, just like where we are. I'm like,
first of all,
in the Midwest
I'm like, where
in
are
the
we?
90s.
Actually.
Yes.
First of all, where are we? Because she walks in with her purse and her hands and her heels on. And she was like, oh, what? Even like, just look at you sitting there with that. I don't have fucking time for this. With that shit-eating grin on your face.
Yeah.
And you're fucking naked. And she pulls out a cigarette. She starts smoking. And she's like, where'd Marcy tell you she was going tonight?
Yes. Like, we are in just really strong depiction of world, you see?
Right,
like, we immediately know what we're getting into. She also calls him a presumptuous fucker.
Yeah.
I don't know whose house we're at. We'll get to that in 1 second.
Right,
first,
yes.
She's like, oh, you're all laid up here naked. You're such a presumptuous fucker.
Yeah.
Pronounced presumptuous. Like, presumptuous.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're such a presumptuous fucker. And I was like, this is high art.
Yeah. So she's smoking a cigarette in one hand. And
she's berating us with another.
Yes, she's jerking. Well, She's jerking with another.
Correct. She's berating us verbally, and then she's, for some reason, got our dick in her hand. It happens so fast.
We say R because this is a POV video, after all.
We're watching it as
she's
the dick
our
have
dick.
Her.
For some reason, we have a cock ring on. That's also purple. It matches the purple of her eyeshadow and the purple of her highlights, which, okay, love that. We love
attention
to
detail, baby.
We love a theme. She starts jerking us off. And she's like, she goes just in. She reams us. She's like, she ain't at no fucking PTA meeting. I know where she is. She's fucking my husband. And I'm like, whoa.
Who are you?
What?
I also was like, where's Marcy tonight? Spent so much energy being like, is Marcy their daughter? Because why else would she be like, where's your wife tonight as come over? Like, I just was so confused. And I was like, what is their daughter doing in a PTA meeting?
But also the title is Mature Sister-in-Law. So I'm like, how are they all related? Like, who's related to who here?
Doesn't make any fucking sense. Actually, that genuinely doesn't work out for Am I High. Yeah. That like, sister-in-law. Is married to your sibling.
Yes.
We already established that your wife is fucking your sibling. So, like, is that what happens?
I don't understand. I couldn't get it. I couldn't make sense of it.
It's too much family math.
Yes.
That's
so she's like, yeah, my husband's dick is the only dick that's ever satisfied her. And I was like, girl, what are you doing here then? Go home.
Yeah. Like, get in on the party.
Yeah. I'm like, go home to your husband if his dick is so fucking bomb.
Yeah.
She lights another cigarette. She smokes like three cigarettes and she's like chain smoking.
Yeah,
she's really going to town. The cigarette, at one point the cigarette's just hanging out of her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And I did remind me of a one time that I used to date this drummer who one time was like at playing a concert and he had a cigarette.
I used to date this drummer.
Right. Well, I have a thing for drummers, I guess, apparently. I just found this out about myself. But he would have a cigarette like kind of like loosely hanging out of his mouth while he'd like play like a slow song. And I thought it was the hottest thing.
Yeah, I'm wet right now. Like,
yeah, it
works.
It was so hot.
It's all I needed.
But however, this woman with a cigarette hanging out of her mouth and she's like jerking him off with both hands and she's like, my husband's dick is so much bigger than yours.
Yeah.
And
she also takes a really hard turn into like, you're going to suck his dick. Like,
oh,
you
yes.
want to suck my husband's dick.
Right, right. You're still hard because I'm talking about my husband's dick. You're still hard. Therefore, you're gay. I was like,
yeah.
Whoa.
I was like,
whoa.
This is really complicated to cuckold scenario.
Yeah.
Like, we're not just cuckolding you as a straight man. We are like determining your sexuality in the process.
Yeah. Also, ease up on the homophobia, erotic Nikki. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You're the one with the eyebrow piercing.
Do you know what club you're in?
You know?
I just kept trying to figure out, like, who this is for. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I was like,
wait a minute. I'm married. My wife isn't here, so it's not cuckolding. I want someone to insult me and talk about how great her husband is, and then also I want to suck his dick. Like,
yeah.
I just couldn't find the thread.
Also,
for someone with a very like specific sensibility and like aesthetic,
right?
You know.
Also, her rings. Like who's going to give a hand job with that many rings on their hands?
Maybe it helps. Maybe that's his thing. Is it like dipping into cock and ball world? If he's got the cock ring and he's
I guess.
Trying to be cuckolded. There was just so much to unpack. That part I just didn't understand, but I was like, we live in a fantasy world with erotic Nikki in her trailer that she lives in with this not man who's not her husband.
I was like, where are we? Shall we transition into Royal Fetish Films?
Let's do it.
Okay, cool. So this video is called Smoke Doctors. It's with Jet Setting Jasmine and King Noir,
two of our faves.
You can find it on royalfetishxxx.com, XO Afterglow, or on kink.com. They all host it. So it's out there and it's avail. I loved this vid. I loved this like idea that they were like, they're like in lab coats and they're like trying to like figure out, like crack the new strain of like the royal fetish flower. And she wants to test it on her colleague.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I like,
she checks to see that he doesn't have anything to do after this doctor.
Right.
He says he usually spends his evenings experimenting on our patients.
I love that they're like, well, we have several options here. And I was like, you have a blunt out, girl. Like, you're going to roll the blunt, you know? Like, and she also like picked up the beaker and I was like, what? I want to know what the beaker version would have been.
The beaker was very bong-like. Maybe they were alluding to that. You know?
Yeah, so they start to roll a blunt, and it was, like, fun to watch them roll this blunt. And I also, like, loved the improv that they all kept in. At one point, she, like, starts laughing. Like, you know?
Like she knows? Or, like, it's something specific? Like where
he
do you mean?
Said something... He said something that made me die. Like, he was like, I hope this is better than the last one because the last one caused a few patients to go blind. And she starts laughing and she's like, they'll be okay. she's like, we'll just write it off of, you know, medical malpractice or whatever. And he's like, can you do that? And I was just like, oh no, change gears.
We're wandering down a path. Yeah.
It just like made me laugh because I can tell that she was smiling. Like that made her crack up.
Yeah. Well, because they're also probably already high recording
totally.
This, you know what I mean? And they're like, just doing an improv. Like, I would absolutely die.
Right. So then they light up this blunt. It's also really hot to see, like, I just think a woman smoking a blunt is, like, sexy, you know? In general,
oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Also, it's just the way they were, like, rolling them. Like, they both just felt good at it. Well, they, like, sliding the tips in their tongues.
And
I was like, I see what we're doing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I was, like, getting us turned on. And then... he's like, I'm getting some ideas already, and like grabs like his crotch, and she's like, I'll need to see it and like measure it just to like, you know, see if there's been any sort of growth, you know. And so then she goes down on him, and she gives him like a great blowjob, and she goes in between like smoking and giving him head. At one point, she like exhales the smoke on his dick. Also, we got this great like wide shot of like her down on him, and he's smoking the blunt, which was really sexy.
Yeah.
To see him smoke the blunt, like, while he's getting head and just, like, put his head back. I was like, this is so hot.
Yeah, I love the way the, like, weed and the smoke, like, remained incorporated. You know, like, they were passing smoke and then he lights up while she's going down on him. And then, it, like, the smoke kind of finds its way to, like, her shot, sort of. Like, I loved that.
It didn't stop.
Goes back to the cinematic,
started.
Like, sexy tradition of it. Yeah.
Right, exactly. I also loved like the lighting in it. The lighting in it was really horny. Like they had some hot sex lights. And then
the sex lights also felt like hydroponic lights. Like they felt like plant lights.
Right.
You know, so, like, but then I was like, I never thought about how hydroponic lights are sexy in the right environment.
It's funny you mentioned that because my roommate just got some and I said to my other roommate, I was like, did you see sex lights? I'm like, who's he fucking? And my other roommate was like, oh, I think that's for, like, his plants.
You thought they were sex lights.
I thought they were sex lights.
Oh, my gosh.
For his plants. Because he's got a lot of plants.
They could have been masturbation lights, you know? Right. Like, maybe he just wanted to romance himself with some sexy lighting. Like,
yeah. But then I was like, I noticed that they were, like, pointed directly, like, at his plants, like, by the window. And I was like, oh, okay. And they're
for now, they are.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, hey, after this, I'm getting some fucking lights for my plant, quote unquote. Okay, anyways, back to the vid. King goes down on Jasmine, and it's so hot. He seals his mouth to her vulva in a way that, like, you can, like, hear the suction, you know?
Yeah, so you can hear the pressure,
Right. Like,
he's, like,
not
fully
just,
locked around it, and you can tell he's, like, really maneuvering some shit in there. Master
it's not
Cunnilingus
just,
from King Noir.
Absolutely.
And it's we talked about, like, Cunnilingus with him, and the things he said, I was like, yes, you know what you're doing, young.
Of course
sir.
He
like,
does.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just like, I don't like to see in porn where it's just like a tongue sticking out of a mouth, like licking. Like, that doesn't do it for me. Like, I want to see nothing. I want to see, like, literally just like a face sucked, like a fucking sucker fish, the things that like clean your fish tank onto a clit. And just
you
like,
want to get your fish tank cleaned, Rachel?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that
holy shit,
terrible.
Is anyone ever, is that a phrase? It should
I don't know,
be.
But
it sounds disgusting.
It sounds disgusting.
It also sounds accurate, though.
Right.
It's
but
a fish
also,
tank.
Like, I mean, that's not called a fish tank, please. Like,
see, you don't want your pussy to be associated with like fish smell or something.
Exactly.
That's what you're thinking. Yeah.
Right.
I get it.
Because...
but we also got to destigmatize vagina smell, you know?
Right. But I don't ever think it smells fishy.
I don't either, but.
Right. And I hate that that was, like, created because then, like, now women for so long have been like, I'm afraid for someone to go down on me because I'm
afraid
that I
stink. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, who cares if you're fucking fishy? Like, clean that fish tank, bitch. Get on your knees.
That's insane. You're out of your mind. And then she smokes a blunt too while he's going down on her, and she comes and like laughs afterwards. I love that she came and she like laughed, and then the video ends.
She also said like fuck, you know, like I could relate to that feeling of like overwhelmation, like
holy shit,
That was a fun little role play we both did. They're like, here's the post-orgasm sounds. We won't do the orgasm sounds. We'll do the post-orgasm sounds. It's like this, hoo-ha, ha.
Mine is like usually silent. So it's always like, is she joking? Is she dead? You know.
That's nice. Keep them on their toes.
Right. You know? They're like, did I break her? I loved it. I loved that video. I thought it was super sexy.
I did too.
I think the two of them together is like my favorite porn couple to watch. They're just great.
Yeah, they're super sexy. And this is funny because it's like not so much what I imagine from both of them all the time. It's a little like campier than a lot of their other stuff, but it was like fun.
Yeah.
And watching them, you sort of feel like precisely how you pointed out that you can kind of see the play or like see the improv in it.
Yeah.
You know, like it's not like super over the top committed acting. It's like,
and it's also
we're going to improv this little scenario and then fuck, you know.
And it's also fun. Not like mainstream porn camp, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's really nice. I loved it. Can't recommend it enough. Yeah. It's going in my spank bank.
What a gift. Yeah, I think it's going in my spank bank too.
Right.
I would almost put erotic Nikki in there if she was doing anything but just jerking off a cock. Like I want to see what else she does.
You
I love
subscribed.
Her work. I love her world.
Yeah. Can't wait to see what
she's
else.
Wild. She's a hot mess. And I love her.
Oh, keep doing your thing, erotic Nikki.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, thank you so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern. That's porn without the O. On Twitter at GOP the podcast. On our website at girlsonporn.com. And also on our Patreon, patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. If you want to give us a little 5-star rating, feel free to drop your handle and we'll tag it and thank you. We should check for that. It's been a while since we've done that.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good. See you all in the sex dimension.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.